It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. In March, the StoryCorps Military Voices Initiative visited Las Cruces, and every Monday we're presenting portions of the interviews conducted during the visit. Today, Barry Dunleavy, a Korean War veteran, is interviewed by his friend Maria Garten.
The Forgotten War, but at any rate, it still lives with me a little bit.
So let's go back and start with you going into the Marines. I think that was 1949?
1950. And at that time, I was an 18-year-old high school graduate. But the war came when the North Korean forces on June 25th, 1950, invaded South Korea. And most of us at that time lived with the memories of World War II and were not expecting another war to come along involving the United States. But Harry Truman was president at the time, and when the North Koreans invaded the South, he immediately sent American troops that were stationed in Japan, he sent them in to Korea to stop the advances of the North Korean. There was a whole question of communism and the stop of the spread of communism. So as an 18-year-old going on 19, and the war is beginning to rage, so to speak, all of the young people, my friends, we thought, well, we've got to go into the service. Maybe we'll get drafted. Maybe I don't want to get drafted and just go into the Army. So I decided, you know, I kind of like the idea of the Marine Corps. I'd seen John Wayne in Sands of Iwo Jima, so the idea of the Marine Corps was very appealing to a youngster like me at the time. So I went down and spoke to my parents and said that's what I wanted to do. And eventually I was sent to Korea and spent almost exactly 1 year there, June 51 to June 52. And one day we had to go on patrol from our positions up in the hill and go down to the valley floor. We were just the Marine grunts, I suppose they could say. They didn't tell us why we were going down or what we were doing. And as we were marching along, not quite knowing what we were looking for and where we were going, we got a word from the front of the command to turn around and go back. And that was a big no-no. You didn't turn around and go back the way you came. You kept going and found another way around. Because, and this is what happened, as soon as we turned around and started back, I had been near the back, but when we turned around, I was near the front. So I began the ascent up the hill into a broad, grassy area, when all of a sudden rifle fire from across the valley erupted. Bullets were hitting around it, and there was no cover but just make it a low as possible target for the shooters. And the worst part of it is that I became the bullseye of a target from across the valley, and the bullets would hit around me left and right. And I knew at any point one of them might go through my head or heart or whatever, but all you could do is hug the earth and hope for the best. I did after a while, something hit my leg down on the right thigh, and I thought one of the bullets had probably kicked up a stone or a pebble. So I slid my hand down my right thigh, and when I pulled it back, there was blood on it. So it wasn't just a hit, a rock hitting my thigh, but one of the bullets had finally found me as a target. Then the word came up, all right, let's go, let's go, let's go. So we all broke up and headed up this foothill. And as soon as we got to the top of the ridge and got over to the other side, we know that we were free. The rifle fire could not reach us there. A corpsman came and put a typical military bandage on my leg and called in a helicopter. People who are familiar with the MASH program, It was the same Bell helicopter that came in and picked me up, and I was just as happy to get climb into that helicopter. It lifted off, and all I could see lying there was the blue sky ahead of me and the realization I was still alive.
To listen to the full interview with Barry Dunleavy, along with other StoryCorps segments, you can visit the StoryCorps page in the local radio section at krwg.org. Funding for this segment was provided by the Heritage Assisted Living, taking COVID-19 precautions and offering specialized care for residents, accepting admission in their 3 sanitized houses. More information at heritage-lc.com.